Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about...
This is the third podcast while driving for the day, and I'm going to cover why the universe is like the inside of a ping pong ball. So let's just reel off the three reasons I'm driving. The first one was to get heart medication and roses for my wife, being Valentine's Day. I had to do that in the morning, and then I had to do another trip to pick up some a camera tripod, a little $10 tripod, and a few odds and ends, and go up to my mate Tim's place, a 90-year-old guy, and now I'm going up the village to collect books, milk, and our fruit box, $50 fruit box. Now, the inspiration for this came from just a ping pong ball sitting on the kitchen table, and I thought, oh, I've sort of said that a number of times, and I've used ping pong balls and optics and stuff like that, because they're really, really perfectly white, and if you're inside, you have a detector, and you put it inside a ping pong ball, there's no ambient light. It's sort of everything else you get sort of reflected light off. So ping pong balls is a good sort of white sphere to put things in. And it turns out that our universe has a cloud layer at 46 billion light years. That's 46,000 million light years away. That's right, 46 billion light years? 46 billion light years away. And this is perfectly white cloud layer. That's when the big explosion came out of the Big Bang. You can imagine a big explosion, a big puff of smoke. The puff of smoke was just so vast, so uniform, it formed a huge white foggy layer. And guess what? We are actually living inside the inside of a ping pong ball. And we've got our telescopes out, and no matter where we photograph, where we point, we see the inside of a ping pong ball. Now, why I want to sort of say the inside of a ping pong ball, why is that so good, is because back in the day when I had Jesuit priests teaching me, I'm that old that I've actually lived in an age when there were sufficient priests available to actually educate you people. And my, one priest was an ex World War II Mosquito pilot. So this is how old these are, veterans, World War II veterans. I was taught by World War II veterans. And it's him, he used to say, I will get you to write an essay for me, sort of like writing outlines, about the inside of your ping pong ball. And he only said it once, but then a few years later, that was in grade 6, I expect, I was in a sort of similar system going across to Victoria, and they said, it's again another Catholic priest. Amazing that, how many Catholic priests. And he used to teach religion, and he did some pretty amazing things. Like, there was some twins that annoyed him, and you can imagine doing this. He picked them up and hung them on the clothing hooks at the back, and they were left there stranded, little legs flying around the place, and took them down obviously pretty quickly. But you can imagine that sort of thing nowadays would get a criminal charge against you, but not back then. And there used to be heaps and heaps of caning. I never got caned, but there was I forgot what it was. It Pop, some priest there who had just got on a rut and used to give the cane or several times a lesson, 600 times a year he would give it. So it's pretty amazing stuff. So this is why they would try and think of really clever, dumb things to make you do, to make you write out lines, but in a twist. So write out a line, but they've got to be different words in each line. The same idea, but you've got to write out sort of like, I suppose, a bit intellectual or not intellectual. Please write an essay about the inside of a ping pong ball. Now, which is rather interesting, because years later I began to study the cosmic microwave background, and the way they show it to you is it's anything but white. And what actually happens here is that they've got a real agenda to make science interesting, when the actual really interesting aspect is how uninteresting it is. So the edge of the universe as we see it, the inside of our universe, so the inside of our universe, given that further back you look, my godfather, there's this little bike easing up. Okay, they'll be able to go here. So the last thing I want to do is ride in front of a bike. He's going to take a leisurely time because it's a bit of a hill, and you sort of get used to these, not an electric bike, so you can get used to electric bikes where people really just slave themselves forward. I just wonder if he's going to get over the edge and get up there. Yeah, he'll be able to go to the library. Yeah, so they actually photographed it, and what they found is it was not a perfectly white inside ping pong ball. It had a blue and red shift shading due to our movement with respect to the Big Bang. So we've, if you can imagine, everything blew up in our origin, and we've begun sort of walking across the universe. Now, the amazing thing is that we are moving with respect to the edge of the universe, but we can never, ever change our position. Now, this is a sort of a bit of a strange thing. I can change my position with respect to local galaxies, but I can never, ever get closer to the start of time. I'm always locked to that that framework. I mean, locked in history. It's sort of a pretty amazing thing that I can think about walking about, but I can only ever go forward in history, which is an interesting thing, interesting law of physics. And so the picture is that we then say, okay, well, we'll do a computer adjustment, and it turned white, and then it turned extremely white, and we've just turned up the game and game. And so we are inside the universal ping pong board, 46 billion light years across, or from us to the edge. So it's about 92 billion light years edge to edge, estimated, pretty close on. With the caveat is that the very start there wasn't much happening, and that's what you really want to. You want the blank page, and for us to write the history forward. Thanks a lot for listening. We'll see how this goes. Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.